Yeah.
You guys ready? Okay. Welcome to Talk Too Loud with Chris Savage, the show with the loudest takes on building businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. And I'm here today with Morgan Ingram, the Chief Edutainment Officer and founder at AMP.
Yeah.
Morgan, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So obviously, we're going to dive into AMP. I'm really excited about it. But first, I have to ask you, what has you talking too loud?
Okay, what has me talking too loud is the arcade at Inbound. This thing is, have you been to this arcade over here?
The arcade? Where?
There's literally an arcade. You go out here, it's an emulator. It has every single game that's ever been made.
I have not been over there.
It is the best thing here. If I did not have meetings, if we weren't doing this thing, I would literally just be over there the entire time. If there was no business to run, I would be over there.
Did you play any good games?
Oh, I played all the games.
Like, what was your favorite?
I got to play one of my absolute favorite games of all time. Most people don't know about this one. Is I was playing Galaga.
Galaga's
like OG.
I was just
like going crazy on it. People were like, yo, are you good? I'm like, I'm fantastic, actually. This is my happy place right now.
Yeah.
And then we just went crazy on that. And then we also played like a home run derby. So that was super fun.
Okay.
I did some of that. And then I did Marvel vs. Capcom. So I was going crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you race last night, the F1 thing?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. I didn't get a chance. Okay. I heard you were.
I was
with my
I
team.
Racing.
I heard y'all having fun.
I was taking it very seriously.
I heard y'all having fun.
Yeah. I want to start with a question that might seem like it has an obvious answer.
Yeah.
But I think people, especially B2B folks, need to hear it again and again.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through a few ways that influencer marketing actually impacts pipeline?
Yeah. So I'd say there's three main ways. Number one is, because you are attaching your content and personality to a brand,
right? That's a personal brand.
Yeah. It allows you to increase your awareness in the market so your sales team can generate more pipeline. So I saw this with my own self when I was creating content as an SDR.
Yeah.
And also when I was working at a sales training company called JV Sales, the more content I created, the easier it was for me to prospect new pipeline.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two is, because you have someone who is influential in market and a subject matter expert, and they educate the audience, they now feel like, well, if they're giving me this information for free, imagine what happened if I invested into this company.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to increase pipeline that way. And then number three, which is the most important, is because you have personalities that you're working with in influencer marketing, that allows you to have more mini micro events, to have more impersonal conversations, that also drives pipeline. So those are different ways to do it. I believe shows is a big part of that as well. That we've seen that on our own business as well.
Yeah.
But those are the main things.
Do you, who are all the influencers? Like, tell me who the B2B influencers are.
There's a lot of them.
because it's changed very rapidly.
Yeah.
I think like a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I'm going to say, if you were looking for influencers, it made a lot of sense for B2C.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, you have fitness influencers, whatever. Like, it's something that individuals care about. They're talking about it all the time.
Yeah, 100%.
And then I was like, where are the B2B influencers? So, like, what types of influencers do you see? How specific does it get?
So, there's two different answers here. So within our organization at AMP and other people we work with, I actually look at the most, let's say, prolific creators in the space follow something called the four C's. The first C is, are they credible?
Yeah.
So in B2B, if you don't have something to talk about of expertise, it ain't gonna work out for you. It's just not like B2C where you can make a fun video, whatever.
Yeah.
You actually have to know the topic you're talking about.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the brand's not gonna work with you. So that's number one. Number two is charisma.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that you need to be great on video.
Yeah.
I mean, you would want them to, obviously, because it's your product. But it doesn't mean you have to be great at video. You have to just be great at compelling and captivating the audience.
Yeah.
So it can be written, it can be audio, it can be video, whatever that is.
Yeah.
The third piece is character.
Yeah.
Does this person have a good reputation in market?
Yeah.
We've seen examples, right? Subways. We've seen examples of people who have
very bad,
bad character,
very bad.
Right?
Yeah.
And it hurts the brand.
Yeah.
So you have to make
sure
they have good character overall.
Yeah.
And the fourth one, I think, is actually the most critical, is care.
Yeah.
Do they actually care about the product and the solution that you offer? Because if they don't, that message will be disingenuous and it won't actually lead to the campaign results you're looking for. So that's number one. The other component of this is, as well, is, and I've mentioned this a little bit, are they a subject matter expert in their space?
Yeah.
Do you want to work with people who are experts at what they do that happen to have influence, not an influencer who doesn't actually know what they're talking about? Because then again, it would dilute the brand.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can name a lot of influencers here, but actually when I think of influencers, you have to think about those two things.
How should B2B brands looking to build partnerships with influencers, how should they approach it?
So I mean, there's a couple ways of doing it. First and foremost, like, you're probably gonna look at the pilot to figure out what works and what doesn't. Now, there's different ways of doing it. I was talking to multiple people about this across the board. Number one is maybe we do an asset campaign. So maybe you come together and say, hey, we're going to create this asset campaign around sales, prospecting, video, whatever.
So, like, literally saying, in that case, the influencer is, like, in the assets the company has made.
Correct. It's a collaboration asset.
They're, like, a spokesperson who, like, we're going to launch some product.
Yep.
New feature or something.
100%.
And then we're like, okay, I want Morgan to be in this.
Correct.
So I reach out to you. I'm like, hey, Morgan, we're launching this new product. Do you believe in it? Are you excited about it? You're like, yes.
And 100%.
Like, the person's becoming your on-camera talent.
Yeah, I'll give a real example. Yeah. So we're here at Inbound, HubSpot, someone we work with on the creator side for influencer marketing.
Yeah.
So we work with them together to do an offer. I have all of my information in there, but then HubSpot, we integrate some things in there as well, and that becomes the offer. That's an asset.
Yeah.
Right? So you can work with them as an asset promotion.
Yeah.
And that's easier to track, right? Downloads,
yeah,
engagement,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah.
You can see what's going on there.
Got it.
So that's an example.
Cool.
Right?
Okay, cool.
And so that's one of the many things that you can do. You want to make sure you pilot. I recommend 3 to 4 months of a pilot. I'm telling people
with an influencer
saying, okay, because if you just do one post, it's not really going to tell you anything. So you need at least 3-4 months to like legitimately pilot. Asset's a way to do it. I believe in having someone be a speaker, an influencer, but they're a speaker, they speak at events like this. That's also a test point.
So has this changed just the relationships in general with, like, it used to be you could have like a tech conference,
yeah,
and you can invite a bunch of speakers who are experts. They might be inside big companies, they might be consultants, but often they would like come for free to be excited to get in front of the audience.
Right.
Has it flipped now? So basically it's like, okay, if you want them to come, like, there's more of them that exist, but you should actually pay them to come, bring their audience as well. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but you need to make sure that's a real partnership, because
whatever
they're talking about, you obviously want them to like integrate your product in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you should be having briefing calls with them. They should understand what does the actual product do. So then when they do speak, it's even more impactful
as well. How do you get that so that it feels organic?
The first thing that you need to do is, as soon as you decide the person that you want to work with, you need to give them a product like walkthrough.
Okay.
So what happens is most brands will be like, hey, cool, can you post about this thing? They send you a long PDF that nobody reads and then nobody cares. So, or you give them a script that's not even their voice and like it's going to sound bad.
Yeah.
So the way you do it to make it sound organic is, let's walk through the product. Let's actually get you to use the product.
Yeah.
And then give them bullet points on, this is what we need you to say, but we give you freedom. If you give people scripts, it's going to sound bad.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
You've seen sales change dramatically.
A lot.
What's one outdated sales tactic that still sticks around, and what would you replace it with?
I don't know why this still happens, and I need to find the sales trainer who teaches this, because it still happens, and I'm very confused.
Yeah.
So you probably get a lot of these. Someone's like, hey, I would love to connect with your network and have some synergies, which I hate that word, by the way. Like, what is that even talking about? So that happens, right?
Yeah.
And then you get this long pitch that's basically a copy and paste from the email.
Yeah.
This still happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who's training people on this.
Yeah.
I'm on the hunt. I will find them.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's outdated and won't work. So what I tell people now is you have to be personable. I say that you should do some type of video message on your phone, voice notes. Some people don't like them. It is what it is. But that says, hey, I'm a person, I'm human, I can relate to you and connect. So I would replace it with that.
Yeah.
But I still see that today, and I don't understand why people do it.
Do you think there's a specific type of offer that salespeople can give that is going to work better than like kind of the general one that you're talking about? You know, like, is there something that, like when you're reaching out, trying to get someone's attention, do you see some offers that work better than others? Like some types of offers?
Yeah, I think that's hard to see because everyone's product's different, right? And so like, you could try to have this great offering, but the product is the product.
Yeah.
So what I would say is it's more focusing on the biggest use case every salesperson has is the wins they get from their clients.
Yeah.
So your best offer is what you've done with your clients.
Yeah.
And then using that as the leverage and looking at what industries have we won in, what industries have we lost in, and then using that to prospect people.
Yeah.
That's how you win.
So really what you're saying is you have to be more human, like in your outreach.
Of course.
And you have to be more human with the influencers. Like it has to be like a real relationship to actually understand and get it.
Right.
But when you do that, you can tap like huge opportunity.
100%. Yeah.
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 Okay, we're going to do some wild card questions.
Right, I'm ready.
All right. What's your go-to karaoke song?
This is going to shock you. Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh, nice. That's a great one. I mean,
everyone was shocked behind the camera. Yeah, they weren't ready for that one.
But I mean, everyone's going to sing along.
Yeah. It's a classic.
What's the best book you've read this year?
No Rules Rule It was by the Netflix CEO.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot of things that we do in the organizations around that. It's
That's
really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who's your brand crush of the moment?
Brand crush? Ryan Reynolds. I don't know where he's at. I'm looking
Gotta
for him.
Gotta find him tomorrow. He'll
to
be here.
Him. I've been trying to find him, but yeah, that's mine.
Morgan, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Where can people connect with you to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can connect me on LinkedIn, Morgan J. Ingram, very simple. And the handle's the same across the board. YouTube, I'm starting to do more there, so definitely check it out there. And then what we're building at AMP in the influencer space, ampcreative.io, definitely check us out there as well. And I appreciate your time.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.